Ottawa. The federal government is extending employment insurance sickness benefits to 26 weeks, up from 15 weeks, Employment Minister Carla Qualtriff announced on Friday. Workers applying for A will be eligible for the more generous benefits starting on December 18, with advocates praising the move but urging the government to make good on its promise for a much bigger overhaul of the system. Qualtriff made the announcement while visiting the Canadian Cancer Society's Regional Care Centre in Vancouver. Far too many workers pay into A, and yet when they become seriously ill, when they have injuries to recover for, the 15 weeks doesn't cover their injury duration, Qualtriff said. We know that. And organizations like yours have been advocating for increasing the number of A sickness weeks for a very long time. The maximum length of unpaid medical leave available to federally regulated private sector workers is also being extended to 27 weeks from 17, starting on the same date. That change will ensure that such workers can take enough unpaid leave from their jobs to receive the extended A sickness benefits. In September, Qualtriff met with labor leaders and promised to extend A sickness benefits from 15 to 26 weeks by the end of the year, a change that was telegraphed in the 2022 budget. On Friday, a spokesperson for the National Council of Unemployed Workers called the announcement a major step forward. But this is not a new thing, and this announcement in no way replaces the long-awaited A reform, which is expected to be introduced in early December, said Pierre Serre in a statement. In 2021, the Liberals campaigned on a promise to modernize A and pledged to expand the program to cover self-employed workers and address gaps, including those highlighted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Employment and Social Development Canada has held a series of public consultations on A reform that concluded in the summer. Qualtriff had previously said that the government will present its plan by the end of the year. She added on Friday that the government will have a lot more to say about modernization. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 25, 2022. Najood Al-Malley's, The Canadian Press.